We're going to start our program. Christ came down in just a few moments. I'd like to share with you another passage that speaks to that, and that is in John chapter 1. John chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." And then verse 14. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Amen.
Christ came down on Christmas Day. Oh, hear the angels repeat. Holy in a manger lay, the shepherds kneel at His feet. Let all creation shout and sing, for born this day is Your King. Christ came down on Christmas Day. Believe in His wonderful name.
God so loved the world that He gave His Son to come down and walk this darkened world. So He came as a child, so meek and mild, this babe which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, the Christ child has come. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the victory is won. Hallelujah, hallelujah, let the world come and see.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. And to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they were made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And they, all that heard it, wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
Silent night, holy night, shepherds wake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
We're going to sing Angels We Have Heard on High. Join us on the chorus, please.
The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ was foretold back in some of the earliest pages of Scripture. In Genesis 3:15, we read, And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Isaiah 7:14, Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. 1 Peter 1, verses 18 through 20. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. That lamb without blemish was the Lord Jesus Christ, which came to save people from their sins. Matthew 1, 18 through 25 says, Now the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost.
Christ came down on Christmas Day, the light from heaven above, came to drive the dark away, the greatest gift of his love. Let all creation shout and sing, for born this day is your King. Christ came down on Christmas Day, believe in his wonderful name. For unto us a child is born, to bear all our sins at Calvary, that whoever believeth on his name shall live for eternity. Hallelujah, hallelujah, the Christ child.
Matthew, Greg shared why Jesus came, and that was to save people from their sins. And this morning, as we present this to you, we are presenting the fact that Jesus was born of a virgin, but he came for a purpose. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, Greg shared with us that he came to seek and to save those which are lost. And so we have to ask ourselves, who is that speaking of? Well, it's speaking of every single person that's ever been born. You know, the Bible clearly tells us in Romans, it says, as is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You say, well, how can this be? Well, it's because of Adam and Adam's sin. And years ago, in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, it says, wherefore, as by one man's sin, that's Adam's sin, entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That means every one of us sitting in this room is a sinner. Every single one of us. But we have a solution and we have a Savior. And Jesus Christ is that. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the Bible clearly teaches us, says, for the wages of sin is death. And what that is telling us is that because of my sin, I do not deserve anything but death. And we're talking about eternal death. It's talking about a second death. But the verse doesn't end there. Amen. Because there's a gift to be received, the Bible says. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, just like this is Christmas time and we're thinking about Christmas and we're thinking about giving gifts and having those times with our families, what person doesn't offer a gift and the other person doesn't receive it? I don't know about you, but most time I'm chomping at the bit and got the package open and already in it, right? Because I'm going to get the gift. Someone gave me a gift. Well, that's what Jesus Christ is offering today. He's offering a free gift. All you have to do is receive it and open it and accept it. And He's made that perfect plan for all of us. Yes, we're sinners. God is holy. And because we're sinners, we can never, ever attain, never be worthy, never be good enough to be with God again. In Romans 5:8, it says, but God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners. I like that. That's an awesome thought. While I was yet a sinner, God commended His love toward me. What an awesome thought. It says, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Most people know John 3:16. In fact, used to, they would show it at the ball games. I don't know if they do that now or not. But somebody would put up a sign, John 3:16. That verse is important because it demonstrates how much God loves us. See, God's love came at a price. It came at a price of His Son. And He was willing to give that price for you and for me. You see, the Bible teaches us, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, everlasting is a long time. And I would love to, for anybody in this room that has never understood the message, if the Lord is drawing you to this, that you would understand and accept what God has done for you. See, God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. So Jesus Christ is that solution. In John chapter 1, verse 12, it tells us, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. So, understanding that you have no hope, no merit in your own, and it's through Jesus Christ alone, realizing you're a sinner and you can't do anything about that, and God has made the way to change that, you just need to come to Him on His terms. And Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 and 13 tell us exactly what we need to do. It teaches us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made known unto salvation. For whosoever, I love those words, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everybody gets to make a choice. Everybody gets to make their own decision. Nobody else can do it for you. What are you going to do today? As we celebrate Christmas, God is offering a free gift. And if you've never accepted or never received it, today I implore you, I beg you, it'll change your life forever and it'll make a difference.
Christ came down on Christmas Day, my hope of glory divine. Came to take my sin away, if I receive Him as mine. That all creation shall then sing, for born this day is your King. Christ came down on Christmas Day, believing His wonderful name. Tell the reason.
You're the reason he came down to earth.
It's all about Jesus. Today, maybe the Lord has spoke to your heart about something. Maybe He's drawing you to Himself. Maybe you've never put your faith and trust in Him. I want everybody to bow your heads and close your eyes. Nobody else looking around. I just want to ask you a question. Today, if the Lord was come back, are you ready to receive Him? Has there been a time in your life when you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? The time you've been born again, as Jesus told Nicodemus. That's never happened, and today the Lord is drawing you to Himself. I just want to encourage you, nobody else is looking around, I'm the only one looking. If God's spoken to your heart and you understand that you're lost and that Jesus died for you and you want to know more about that, I'd ask you to slip up your hand. Is there anybody like that in the room today? Anybody at all? The most important decision you can make. The second question is, as you think about this season, those of you who do know Jesus Christ as your Savior, remember there's a lot of folks out there that don't. And what better time of the year to invite them to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ? I just want to encourage you to do that very thing. In the days ahead and the weeks, of course, every single day is a good time, but especially this time of year. We're going to have an invitation and our just closing song before we have the Lord's Supper, and we'll ask everybody to go ahead and stand up. But let me say a word of prayer, and then we'll do that. Father, I do thank you for all these folks here. Father, nobody raised their hand for salvation, but that doesn't mean they're saved. It may mean that they're not being drawn to you, or maybe they're afraid. Father, I pray that you would just continue to work in hearts and lives. Help each one of us, Father, as we look to you and trust you, remembering that Christmas time for us is about Jesus, about the Savior, the one who came and died, was buried and rose again. And Father, through that, we too can have life everlasting. Father, I pray now you'd guide and direct in the rest of the service, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.